Wow, thanks. So, the purpose of this workshop is to give away all our secrets. I hope you're ready. That song is one of mine, and I find it very difficult to write songs. So, the way that I approach it is to just steal as much as possible. Although I like to dress it up nice and call it modeling a composition. What I'll do is I'll take a song that I love, kind of break it down, and build it back up. That song is the model that I used was Paul McCartney's Got to Get You Into My Life, which I should hope you're familiar with. Okay, good. That means I don't have to sing the whole damn thing. But I will kind of play a few bits of it. Oh, I'm embarrassed now.
You got it, Mike.
Yeah. All right, so as a refresher. I was alone, I took a ride, I didn't know what I would find there.
Yeah,
I took a ride, I didn't know that there's another kind of mind there. Ooh, when I suddenly see you, ooh, when I tell you that I need you every single day of my life. And then, of course, the end, the hook after that does another thing. Got to get you into my life. Okay. So,
yes!
Nailed it! So, I listen to this song, right? And I go, damn, that's a good song. I want to write that song. So, I took apart the elements, right? So, that first starts in G. Oh, but then I do something surprising. It's like F with G in the bass. Very nice, very sexy. Does it again. Oh, yeah. Time for a walk down. I like that walk down, I'm saying to myself. Does it again. It's a chromatic walk down. Okay, very nice. All right, so I like those things. So I say to myself, I want to have a song that has the bass going the whole time, but the chords change over it. So I do this. Oh, this tempo sucks. So it's the E is in the bass, right? And then here you go D, A. And then once we do that a couple times, I rip off the walk down, but instead it's diatonic. Correlates the just ripping off a couple of nice harmonic devices. You don't have to clap at that. It's thievery. The hardest part for me is form, right? So I just took verse hook, you're done. That was so long. If you ever listen to Paul McCartney talk about this song, he calls it an ode to pot. That's something to tell you I can get behind, right?
Ode to pot, yeah.
It's an ode to pot. He wrote it about smoking weed, but sort of veiled it as a love song. I wrote this about drinking gin and tonics and veiled it as a love song. You know, if you catch us playing this again, you'll have to listen to it again and maybe have one in hand, you know, raise a glass to... Would it be true to say that I ordered you
a gin and tonic?
Or is it you that ordered me?
I drink a lot.
A drink, yeah. I could say you are the only one I see.
I'm only gonna have one drink tonight.
I can't stop at two or three.
And instead I've had five.
And I am afraid to need you so.
Alcohol, but maybe
and
you're
I am too sober not to know.
That's pretty obvious.
That you can be my problem, not my love.
Drinking can be a problem.
Wow, this is we'd worked this out before.
It's like a PSA.
Right. And this method can be very difficult because you can, you know, spend a half hour and feel like you've just completely ripped something off and not feel very good about yourself. But as you get deeper and deeper and deeper into it, the song will take on a life of its own. And once it does, and once you start deviating from your model and it has legs, then you know you've got a tune that's like not just something that has been stolen. I recommend it for those of you who write songs. Try it.
This actually stemmed from a project that Mike and I took on a couple years ago, where we rewrote the entire album Revolver, song for song. And he was Paul, obviously. I was George. He was John.
And I was Ringo.
But that was the only one that stuck. The other ones were terrible, especially my version of Taxman, which was called Landlady.
Anyway, that's all I have to say about You Go Down Smooth. Thanks for listening.
All right. We're going to do one of Bridget's songs now. It's called 17.